Hi, everyone. I'm David Keem, and this is the Loose and Conversational Podcast. Every week, I sit down with friends, old and new, while we chat over a few drinks. This is a special podcast episode for us because it's our first. Enjoy as I pop my podcast cherry with Kylie and Jen.
Welcome to the Loose and Conversational Podcast.
Neither one of them's achievable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Neither one of them's achievable. So. Yeah. Actually, the best analogy I sort of read about being a working mom, like trying to balance it all. And really, I guess it would be for anybody, but like everything's got, like there's either glass balls or plastic balls. And so you're juggling everything. And sometimes a glass ball is a work ball and sometimes a glass ball is a family ball and you just don't let the glass balls drop, right? So sometimes the plastic balls are your family and you let those balls drop, right? So you're kind of juggling all these balls and just prioritizing kind of constantly.
Yeah. But,
because, I mean, you're never going to be perfect at home and perfect at work, right? Like it's...
So have you started reading that book then?
Which one?
That one that's kind of about that dichotomy.
No. Oh, yeah, that one. So, yes, I'm you about halfway through. Yeah. I'm about
halfway through
that one. Yeah. So it's interesting. Yeah, because they both, like, the woman lives in the house of where the 50s woman, and the 50s woman is sort of in this abusive marriage, because, I mean, there's the power dynamic, and anyways, it's interesting. And I just love reading, like, the little advice, like, after, like, a chapter. It's funny, because Sean and I, when we were 2 years into our wedding, our marriage, sorry, and one of his friends took him out for coffee and said, you know, I don't think you're happily married. Like, you know, you and Jen should probably divorce kind of thing. And so,
who said that?
Which was Sean's best man, actually. He was the best man at the wedding.
Just croaked?
No. We didn't know Ben then. And so Sean's like, where the fuck is this coming from? Like, you have no fucking idea, right? And then he hands Sean two books that were like heavily Christian and like being the perfect wife and, like literally to give to me so that I would know how to be a good wife kind of thing. And it's like, who the fuck do you think
you are?
So where
is that guy now?
Oh, after that, that was kind of it. Yeah.
Cut that channel.
Yeah. So I remember skimming through the books and be like, this is so fucking ridiculous. Like, the fact that people, like, live and breathe by those values is just... Okay. I just remember last time laughing hysterically. And not for the life of me remember what we were laughing about. I was laughing so hard I was crying.
We were talking about books
that we were reading. Yeah.
So, what are you reading right now, David?
What am I reading right now?
And what's that doing here?
It's a speaker to play music on.
But why is it in here?
I brought it in here yesterday because after I set everything up, I was working a little bit. And we did such a good job at isolating it and getting the sound. It's creepy to sit in here.
Oh.
So I had it to play music. Plus, it just looks good. The table's there so that Amy can remain socially distanced while she brings us our drinks.
Is she here right now?
No. Oh. I thought she was working. I don't remember, to be honest, but... No, just because last time she came in and it was awkward.
Yes.
Okay. So, first off, what you guys were doing there where you were talking about books was fantastic.
Oh.
Wait, you asked me what book I'm reading right now. Am I reading a book right now? Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm reading.
You're listening to it.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. I found another one of the Hunter S. Thompson anthologies. I listened/read The Great Shark Hunt over the summer, and I loved it. And now I'm listening to one from his writings in the 80s, but I don't remember what it's called.
And the Stephen King book, are you still reading that one?
No, I finished it. I would recommend that to anybody.
Which
the
one?
Institute. The Institute, if you like Stephen King.
Oh,
do you like Stephen King?
I've read a couple of his books. Fiction, yeah.
A couple?
I'm young.
I think I've only read Pet Sematary.
Which ones have I read? I don't even remember now.
Misery.
I read Misery.
Misery's a good book.
No, I didn't read
it. It's a fantastic book. So I'm a huge Stephen King fan.
I know.
And definitely his early writings are far, 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 far better than...
Well, we've had this conversation.
Yeah. Well, the people listening don't know that.
That's true.
So sometimes we have to talk about old things, about new things.
This is why David's doing this, so we can retell all the stories
that
we're tired of listening to.
Yeah. Did you guys know I ran for mayor of Regina, Saskatchewan once?
Oh my god. Shoot me. me now. You know what? I got to go.
Yeah. Anyway, so this book, anyway, so he, because he used to be, I guess he used to be, have a little bit of a problem with the old drugs and alcohol and things like that.
Stephen King.
Yeah. And I think that for him, it was more of an opportunity than a problem. Because I think when he was drinking and doing drugs or whatever he was doing, he was a better writer.
Isn't that most creative people?
Well, that's kind of the idea behind this podcast, is that it gets better the more that we drink.
That's true.
Because it's a loose and conversational podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he kicked the booze and the drugs, and then his book sucked. And I still sort of stuck with it, and I think I've read most of his books up until maybe 10 years ago.
So what's your favorite Stephen King?
My favorite Stephen King book would probably be Night Shift. It's a bunch of short stories.
Yep.
But his favorite novel, I would have to say It.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, It. I remember when I...
I'm surprised by that.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
It's got a clown in it, murdering children.
Have you read It? You said you've only read Pet Sematary.
I think I've only read Pet Sematary.
Yeah. So It was the sex. First... Yeah, like
it was the first
it's
one
more than creepy sex. Like, I think if I was reading it now, I'd get to that part and I'd just flip, 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 flip. Nope, the children are still having sex. Flip, 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 flip. Okay, good.
As long as you weren't masturbating when you read it the first time.
Well, I'm only made of flesh and blood.
I'm sorry, tucking in your shirt. Yeah. That's the new lingo for masturbating.
Nothing turns a guy on like something being new. So I was in, I don't know, I must have been in grade 9 maybe, grade 8 or grade 9 when it came out. And I knew somebody else who had the book, and they were like, I can't even read this book, it's so scary. And I was like, how can a book be scary? Which I still don't find books scary.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
I've read a couple where I, yeah.
What happened in the book that was scary?
It was like a ghost story. Oh, I can't.
Sorry, Jen, I feel like I should look at you, but I'd rather look in this direction. Because, of course, my microphone's here.
I know the history, it's fine.
The history, yeah. Anyway, you were talking about what makes books scary.
It was like a ghost story, and it was just so unnerving, and like I was terrified. Jeez, let me see if I can find it. It was so scary. I had to stop reading it at night because I couldn't sleep afterwards.
So I was telling Carol Ann, because she's never read any Stephen King books, the new one I read was The Institute, and this kind of ties back to why I like it so much, where I read the last couple paragraphs of this chapter, where it's kind of... a little bit boring, but then the last paragraph in the chapter is, but that was before all hell broke loose.
Oh, it's Rose Red, and it's a Stephen King book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rose Red?
Yeah.
What year is it from?
2002.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You haven't read it?
No. That was about...
Didn't he say that he's read every...
No. Ever? I said up to a point, remember? Oh. And then I said, I was trying to remember the years, and I was like 15 years ago is when I gave up on him.
No, you should read that.
Because it got terrible. Nah, I don't know.
Read it?
So reading it was just so fucked, right? Like, it was so weird. So I never really got scared, but I guess I could see why people would get scared. I've never really been scared by a book. I get scared by, like, more modern things.
Ooh, the house was investigated by a parapsychologist.
Ooh.
It's based on a true story.
What's her name, Morgan?
I'm going to have to go back and put the joke I was going to make in here.
Joyce Reardon. Dr. Joyce Reardon.
I didn't go to 6 years of paranormal investigator school to be called Mr. Because you said doctor, but she's a paranormal investigator.
Oh, I don't get it.
I'm confused, yeah.
Oh. Anyways, scary book.
Anyways, I remember I must have been in high school. Yeah, I was in like maybe grade 9. I would literally come home from school and I would pick up this book because it's huge. I would read it until like 4 in the morning, and then I would go to sleep and wake up at 6, and I'd read it a little bit more than go to school super exhausted. And it's such. And then The Stand, I read when my leg went bad, so when I was in the hospital, and then I was stuck at home for a while, and The Stand is a great book. But I would say that my second favorite book is actually Thinner. I don't even know why. I read it like one summer out by the lake. And
yeah, so many.
Yeah.
There are a lot, just so many.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the Stephen King podcast.
Stephen King Appreciation Podcast.
Yeah, we discuss the writings of Stephen King.
No, no, no.
And now, this week we're going to talk about our favorite books. Next week we're going to talk about our second favorite books. So make sure you listen.
Okay, the week after our third?
Yeah.
Boring.
So we have to talk about who we are. Because if this will see the light of day, and nobody has any idea who's sitting here talking.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell how much as you like...
Can I use a fake or name?
Yeah, you can use a fake name. Okay, you could use a nickname. You could be like Chanel North Coast.
Isn't that that girl?
No, she's Chanel West Coast.
Yeah, she's from Canada. Because Jen's from Canada. Oh, I said your name.
You ruined my anonymity.
I'm terrible at this. So I don't know, like...
Well, you go first.
Yeah, you go. Me?
Yeah, you go
first. I don't have to do this. I'm the host.
Yeah, but who are you?
This will start out with, hi, I'm David Keem, and every week I sit down with friends old and new.
Okay.
Over a few drinks, and we talk about whatever the thing of the day is. Oh, I know one thing to talk about right now. What you think about what you're going to tell people about yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're going to use your real name. Mm. The theme. So what would be a better theme for when... So say we sit down on Fridays, and every Friday I sit down with somebody.
Yeah.
Is it better to call it like Friday happy hour and call it like a positive name? Or the Friday wind down or the Friday rant? What hits with you guys?
Happy hour.
Happy hour? Friday happy hour?
Yeah.
It is happy hour. Yeah. Except not for you guys.
Why?
Because you got your drinks at 2:45.
That's happy hour. Oh, you mean it?
No, it's technically not happy hour. Happy hour starts at 3.
Yeah. You should have had Morgan on your podcast when she was here on Wednesday.
Well, but we got to get a little good at things.
Yeah,
right?
No, I would invite her back when you're ready to actually have a podcast.
We'll talk in a minute about a potential list of guests we could have. But so the Friday happy hour. So this is the Friday happy hour.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Welcome to the Friday happy hour, everybody.
Tell us who you are and what your favorite drink is.
Yeah, I'll do that again when I know what I'm calling you guys.
I'm Jennifer North Coast. I thought we already covered that.
You're Jennifer North Coast? Yeah. That's pretty good. Jennifer North Coast.
I'm just Kylie.
You're just Kylie? Kylie. You don't want to use your last names, eh?
No.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So here's another thing. Do you want to talk about where you work?
No.
No. I will talk about my relationship with you, though. I mean, I would say I am a, what, 5-year friend of David Keene?
Has it been 5 years?
No, it's been at least, because I've been here for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
So I met you before
I met you once.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. No, we became friends.
When you came back.
5 years ago. Yeah, I guess yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah,
5 years ago.
Wow, we should be celebrating our five. It's really about a 5-year anniversary.
Well, no.
It was early September when we went golfing with everybody from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we became friends in the summer when we started taking dogs for walks.
Yep.
Yes.
Shut up. Shut up. I know where you're going with that.
I was just reminiscing.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part of this whole 3-way relationship is David made the bad mistake of confiding in Jen, never thinking Kylie and Jen North Coast would be together.
Yes, so there we go. 5 years, friends and colleagues.
It was about 5 years ago now that you were cleaning out her gutters.
Yeah, it was.
It was, actually.
Yeah, which I did do because Kylie had bad knees and I genuinely felt bad for her. I wasn't hoping to like go in and get a beeger or something after I cleaned out the things.
Oh my gosh. Actually, they need cleaning again. Would you mind?
You've got someone for that now.
That's true. He's busy doing other things for her. Yeah.
I'll load him a truck if he needs it. But no, I'm...
God, who was it that I was like grinding your gears in front of and you were like the most uncomfortable you've ever been? It was about Joanna or Joanne. What is her name?
Yeah, I get it confused with Caroline's sister. It's Joanna, but everybody calls her Jo.
Okay.
Which one are we talking about here? Caroline's sister?
Well, she's never met Caroline's sister.
No, I haven't.
Well, then who are you talking
about? My old friend.
Oh, the old
friend. Yeah, the other one.
I'd like to have her as like a secret guest on this podcast.
What do you mean secret? Like a code name? Like no one can know who she is? Or?
Yeah, because I haven't talked to her in a while.
Oh, you mean Caroline can know who she is?
No, because I'm honest. I don't ever talk to people behind Caroline's back. I'm just not good at that.
Yeah.
So.
Then why not just say who she is?
Because because you two would be one big reason. But also, the interesting thing is, because I asked her last time I was talking to her before, because she's kind of one of those QAnon-y types.
Yes.
You know, she thinks she buys into the lizards control the world and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah.
And it got to the point where I guess that conversation sort of, we'd had all we could get from it. And then she started to be like, her anti-masker sentiment started to come out. And I'm like, eh. But anyway, the most uncomfortable you ever made me was when, after I confided in you that I was getting divorced.
Yeah. And I made you dance with your wife.
No, you told everybody it a non-podcast version of Happy Hour Friday. And I think I was getting used to the concept myself. You're like, he's just cranky because he's getting divorced.
Wow, Jen.
Sounds like me, yeah. After a drink or two, I lose any filter that I barely have to start with.
Well, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you're one of the first guests on the podcast. What do you think I were comfortable? Like when she stayed here that week?
No, I just remember maybe it was that situation where I was just kept like digging at you and you were like so visibly uncomfortable, which is strange for
really?
You.
Really? I was visibly uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it might have been that situation. Anyways.
Yeah, that was there. I've made some bad.
You dancing with your wife after you guys were separating in front of everybody at the restaurant here was fun.
Yeah, that's horrible. Uncomfortable for so many reasons.
Like dancing, like dinghy dancing, or which is your dance? The slow boat rock dancing, or like embracing?
Like it was embracing.
No. Just no, we weren't embracing.
So really? It was a slow boat rock dance?
No,
no, it was like, you know, white people Journeys playing. You get the elbows going and the head rocking.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, no, I don't. That who is that? That was when that guy, Jesse?
Something. Yeah. Yeah. And we had the Americans there that were like.
Yeah, not really that we have anything against time. Americans.
But no, we just don't see them a lot.
Yeah, no, you're interesting and new to us.
That was the first time Trump was running, and we're like, is he going to win? And they're like, oh, yeah, he's going to win. And he did, so.
Yeah, they were right. Yeah, they were right. They were talking about. Yeah, and Jen, I can't remember what song came on, and Jen made me dance with Megan.
Yeah, good times.
I don't even remember why Megan was here.
I think you guys stopped by, like, quickly kind of thing. Maybe just to see Jesse or something. I don't even remember, but.
Yeah, I remember. That was horrible.
Huh. Wasn't anyway, for me.
Thanks for that, Jen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good reminder.
I will say, when we were talking the other day, you referenced her as your wife.
Oh. Who,
Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old habits, right? It's old habits. I'm sure. I think there was an awkward, like, who are we talking to?
No, we were just having a conversation. I think you were talking about her family, maybe, and you're like, oh, yeah, my wife's family.
Oh, maybe.
It was just the other day.
Well, she's still the only wife I've ever had.
Yeah, but that's, and she's still technically, you're married still.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Well, we're legally separated.
Yeah.
Legally separated, yeah.
Yeah.
So any ladies listening out there?
David's looking for his...
Yeah, I'm not really. I've actually
backup,
got a girlfriend.
Backup, but... backup, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a wait list if you want to join the wait list.
A wait list of no one, but...
So your sister.
My sister.
Do you let Carol Ann hear this stuff?
No.
You don't?
This stuff. What, this podcast? That's never been on... This is the very first one?
Let's say the last one? Did you let her hear
it? No, I didn't. It was horrible. Okay. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't understand it.
Oh, and, you couldn't understand it.
The echo was so bad in here.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha. And, it was terrible. I'm hoping the sounds better, but
it does. It doesn't seem as echoey.
Yeah. I mean, but I won't really know until I listen to it. Like, I have the feeling I should be talking like this because this sounds a lot better.
Mm.
But I don't know if I will. Mm. But that definitely sounds a lot better.
Well, you might have to, then.
Yeah. I mean, that mic sounds really good for you, but... I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure the first couple podcasts might not have the same technical know-how.
Yeah.
Because I think most
that's
people...
That's why we're practicing.
Yeah, no, this isn't a practice. This is going to be... I'm going to cut it. I'm going to put music in. It's going to be very...
You didn't give us that disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, this isn't going to be the
final. I would have
final.
Put on a push-up bra.
We're not going to be like sending this one in for...
Did you just say you're not wearing a bra?
No, I would have put on a push-up bra if I'd known this was like...
No, this one I have every intention of turning it into 45 to 60 minutes. And,
great.
And posting it on there. Whether anybody listens to it, I don't know. But yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's why I did all this work. That's what you want to say about yourself. Your name is Kylie.
Just Kylie.
You work
just
in sales. Kylie. She works in sales.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is.
I'm a lifer.
Yeah.
Lifer.
She was married once, but now she has a, what do you call him? Your boyfriend? Your partner?
Man sugar daddy?
Friend?
Your man? No, he's at least your boyfriend.
He's a man? He's
partner.
Not a boy, so he's my man friend.
Oh. Kylie likes inventing language.
Yeah. But he's definitely not in the friend zone, so.
No.
Well, then he's not a boyfriend. He's not a man.
And trust me, Kylie has
he's my lover.
Kylie has a friend zone. But she's a good friend. You're a good friend when there's no pandemic.
Thank you, David. Yeah. I would like to
when there's no pandemic, but when there is,
she has a big heart and she's a good cook. So
I wouldn't know either.
I would. Yeah, Jen's still trying to get into Kylie's good graces.
These are all allegations. I've never.
These are things you've heard, but
yeah, no idea.
Well, don't you believe David?
No. 90% of what he says is bullshit. So no.
That's true.
Nope.
You've been to Kylie's at least once, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to go there to get my body talked to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've never been there for dinner?
No, although I did meet her there to then go to dinner at that dinner that you spent a lot of money on.
And oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun.
That was like that a year ago.
That was a year ago. No, yeah. was
2 years ago?
No, it was a year ago, but I thought it was...
Because we bought it at last year's Robust Red.
Yeah, it was around this time.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a fun night.
Oh, it was a fun night. Yeah.
It was a good night for me, too. I just didn't get to go to the dinner.
It was freaking cold.
Were you in Saskatchewan for
a No, I went to a Rider game in Edmonton and we won, but I got so cold.
Well, yeah,
so cold.
I was very warm from the wine at the party.
I forget things, and then I get like I'm like optimistic. So there, I thought, oh, I'll just remember. I was like, after the game, I'll just walk to the Dave's house, and but I forget.
After the game, you were like, fuck it.
Yeah, I was kind of drunk, but the bigger problem was you sit in frozen concrete for 3 hours, yeah, three and a half hours. Like your legs don't work, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I chose to not go.
I mean, at that point, we were playing heads up with sore losers. So.
Did you have a blanket?
Of course not.
No, I'm a man. Callie would have had a blanket, no, but that doesn't help. Like even.
Oh yes, it does.
I think it does help.
Yeah, I don't know.
100% it does.
Yeah, you can also get those little cushions that you can sit on, so you're not just sitting on
heated
concrete.
Cushions.
Yeah,
heated cushions.
We have those. We have those T-Max cushions from the 2013 Grey Cup in Regina, Saskatchewan, where the Riders won. Well, for me, Grey Cup is the ceremony, is the traditional beginning of the Christmas season.
Well, that makes sense. I think that's a good time.
Why did Jen laugh at that? What's so...
I don't think Grey Cup signifies Christmas for most people.
It does.
No. for many people, Jen, the traditional beginning of the Christmas season was...
Remembrance Day is kickoff for Christmas for me, the day after Remembrance Day.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, that's horrible. That's a modern horrible. That's a modern way of looking
that's
at it.
That's a horrible, horrible time.
Yeah, November that's 4th. Too early. It's
it should
too early.
Be
it
at early. Least after November 15th.
Statistically speaking, people who put up their Christmas decorations earlier are happier people.
Yeah, who made
and
those
this
statistics?
Time,
yeah, who made those I think the happiest are the ones who don't put up any decorations.
I don't think that's true.
I and actually do.
This year, Halloween's on a Saturday, so I might just get drunk and put up my Christmas tree on Halloween.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
To the ghosts and ghouls?
No, to the veterans.
Oh.
To those who died for our freedom. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, Jen, introduce yourself. Jen Northcoast.
I'm Jennifer Northcoast. Jen Northcoast. And
as you can tell out there, her voice changes in pitch and volume quite radically.
Yeah. I have a professional voice and then a Jen voice. So.
Is this your professional voice?
Yeah. Like when I answer the phone.
Maybe lean into the microphone when the...
good afternoon. Jennifer speaking.
Oh, that sounds really good when you do that.
That's my professional voice.
When you lean in, use the voice. You don't need to lean in. You can actually pull the microphone towards you if you want.
Oh, that's probably better.
Ooh. Do you need a hand there?
No, I think I'm good.
You're still quiet.
Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to talk quiet like that, then... If you notice, I moved in so you can talk quieter.
Gotcha. Anyways, that's who I am.
That's really good what you're doing now.
Okay.
Yeah, keep doing that. That sounds good.
That's what my husband should say.
All right. So, because we're not going to use any of that... Jennifer Northcoast, why don't you introduce
Jennifer
yourself?
Jennifer Northcoast, I've known David for 8 years, as old as my son.
Not related though. Not related.
No, he's not David's son.
Yeah.
No, he's my son.
Yeah.
So 8 years, and I've seen David through many phases of David. I've seen angry, bitter David. I've seen white girl David. I've seen in love David. I've seen friend zoned David.
Yeah. And now you've seen, what would I be now? Now I'm like worn out.
Given up,
been
David.
Been through the ringer.
Given up on everything, David. What's the point, David? That's where we're at now. It's almost come full circle, really, to when I first met you and you were kind of beat down and what's the point in anything,
when
David?
I was bitter, when I was bitter, David.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm sure you'll get stories over the podcast episodes.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm bitter.
Well, you're not a very happy person these days.
No, you're not.
Really?
No. Yeah, really.
Are you really
but who's happy right now?
I'm very happy.
Well, are you really? The pandemic really suits you?
Well, she got a live-in boyfriend out of it. So, I mean, I guess.
I'm happier than I've been in a long time.
Yeah.
So. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
But I would not say this is the happiest I've seen you, no.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. But I'm not like...
I mean, you're not David.
We never know what we're going to get on any given day right now. You are like a very short fuse.
So. You're not 2012 David at that level, so there is that, but...
Well, I think you can...
Well, I didn't know you then, so I can't...
I think you can predict what you're going to get each day. I think I'm pretty much regular David.
No. You don't know what's going to set you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know something's going to set me off.
That's true. That's a given. Something is going to set him off.
Yeah, so that's what I meant. Yeah, you just don't know what.
Yeah.
But you know something's coming.
Every day you know something's coming. That's not normal.
I think for me it is.
I mean, I like it better when you go home and then Carol Ann sets you off and we don't have to experience it. And I like it when it's, you know, people at work and not me. I don't mind that, but.
Like, I do really question what is happy about your life right now.
I don't know. I think it's a tough time to be happy, though. I'm not chronically depressed, though. I do get depressed.
I wouldn't
depressed.
Say you're depressed. I wouldn't say you're depressed.
I just don't think
you're
happy.
What, am I angry?
You're very angry. And now anger is a superficial emotion, so it's covering something else,
well,
right?
Okay, but then that's another
thing.
I think you're frustrated, though.
I think you're disappointed.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And I mean, I get it. It's been a tough slog for the last 7 months of just like unending bad news, but.
Yeah. I think it's the cumulative effect of everything that's been going everywhere.
For sure.
And I think one of the big parts is there's no relief from it. It's very difficult to step away because I have what I have to deal with at work. And like, even though it's not as busy here, there's a lot of different kind of pressures, right?
Yeah.
And it's not like you can just work hard and work through everything right now. Like, we don't know. We literally at this point don't know what 2 weeks from now is going to be like,
no.
Right? And we went through, like, you want to do something that makes you like almost start to wonder about your mental health. I don't know how else to put it. Look at you through your emails from March. I was trying to find an email, so I was looking through my emails from March. Holy smokes, man. Like, what? The things we were discussing, like, we were emailing and, like, what our days were filled with as everything was falling apart and, mm-hmm. and everything was going terrible. So you've been through that, but none of us have really had any resolution to it. And I think we're all nervous that something – so that's at work. So you've got that going on at work. Okay, well, I'm going to go home. Well, I go home and I live with a first responder who I would love to tell everybody is – you know, that the stresses were from the pandemic, but the stresses are from the effects of the pandemic on what I would just say is, I won't say where she works right now, but a terrible organization mm-hmm. with terrible leadership.
Yeah.
So she comes home and she's stressed out. And now the next thing is I spend a lot of time with my daughter and that makes me happy. But now I'm dealing with a 17-year-old who's very stressed out about what she's going to do when she graduates grade 12. She's got this weird, insane schedule where she goes to school some days and she doesn't. She has two jobs now. And like so I think you add it all together and it's like, oh, what do you expect?
Okay. Yeah. But you have to find some joy in this somewhere.
Yeah.
David, just to keep yourself sane. Right. And what, I don't know what that is for you. I really don't.
Well, but you know, in my defense and my advice to everybody out there, I've got this. Like, it's not like I went home and I sat there. And I'm like, I'm just going to fucking hate the world. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I thought, what could I do? I want to have a project. I want to try being creative.
Yeah.
I want something that's going to fill my time. So I came up with this crazy podcast idea. And more than that, like, cause it's funny. Cause every time I tell people, yeah, I want to start a podcast. I'm going to do this podcasting, things like that. And different people have people think it's cool. But I think the big question is, why am I doing it? Because I want to have something that forces me. Well, just look at this way before I say what it forces me to do. What's the one thing I'm lacking in my life?
Fun.
Fun. Fun is one of them. And?
Positivity.
Yeah, friends, right? And connection to people and opportunity to sit down and just relax and do exactly what this is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chat and stuff like that. So that's why I'm doing this, right? Because I thought, well, it'll force me because I'm going to make a schedule. It'll force me to sit down
mm-hmm.
and connect to people and talk and, you know.
So let's talk about some of your potential guests.
Yeah, so are you comfortable with everybody knows? So Jen, she's married. She has two wonderful sons.
Mostly wonderful.
Yeah. She has a sister who just had a child
mm-hmm.
Who takes up a lot of time. She has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
We should have mentioned about Kylie. Kylie has a dog.
Yeah.
An old dog like mine. There's something that doesn't bring me any joy, my dog. Ooh, people are going to hate me for that, but.
My dog's driving me freaking bad.
Is he?
Right now.
Oh. Yeah. I just the people who don't know, I have an old Basset Beagle, who's obsessed with food. I just had to spend a few $100 to fix his ear, and he started pissing on the floor. And, yeah, as much as I love him and he's my buddy, if I ever turn into Jake, like if I ever need constant medical attention, if I don't listen, if I'm going deaf, if I piss on the floor.
I'll take you out.
Just throw me off a bridge. Yeah, just do it.
I'll take you out. Don't worry.
We'll smother you with a pillow.
Yeah. The only request, no, don't smother me with a pillow. Don't smother me with a pillow.
Well, don't tell me how I can do it.
Yeah. Well, this is my request.
Request is for me to take you out. I will. Yeah. I get to choose.
Okay. Well, here's my wishes then.
Okay.
I want it to make a mess.
Who's cleaning it up?
Yeah, who's cleaning that up?
Carol Ann?
I want people to argue over who has to clean it up.
No. Well, it's definitely not me, because I don't want to get caught I'm out of jail. I'm not, so yeah. I'm not
participating. In my goal is to end up on bestgore.com.
I mean, I do want to go on 48 hours, so... But I don't really want to be like the criminal. I kind of want to be the friend who like reminisces about you. So.
Oh, well, then you can do that with Callie. You can do that with Carol Ann.
Yeah.
Just rush in when the camera show up. Okay, potential guests. That is a good question.
Yeah, you need some sort of medium.
You got a list going there or what?
Well, I don't have it on me right now.
I guess it's being recorded.
It's up here as David taps on his head.
I think you should invite your nemesis.
Who's your nemesis?
I have a bunch of them.
Who are you referring to?
Literally, like,
well, I don't want to name names, but
Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? But that wouldn't be fun. He doesn't drink.
He does drink.
Yeah. He's like. We were supposed to talk about what we were drinking.
Why would you suggest that?
Because I think it would be interesting to have a frank conversation about their history.
I think this is supposed to be fun and light. It's not supposed to be like I resent your religious tendencies.
I don't know how
he can be fun. I mean, fun's
subjective.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite drink. Lately, I drink gin and Perrier. Kylie has a strong influence on me.
But you have a bottle of ginger ale right there. What's the ginger ale?
Well, because I'm hungover from last night, so I took half a bottle of Pepto and some ginger ale because I was told I had to drink when I got here. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm drinking whiskey and soda. What are you drinking?
Gin and Perrier.
Gin and Perrier.
Yeah.
We're also healthy.
Well, we need to, you know, next one I'll make us a little something special.
Okay. A little something. Yeah, you were going to bring gin, you said.
I totally forgot.
I need to go get more Empress gin. Like, that gin is just
you got Empress gin.
I love
it. It is fantastic.
It is my favorite gin.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks good in the glass.
Who brought it first?
I bought it when it was my turn to buy. Before the fun police ratted us out.
Fucking fun police.
Fucking fun cop. Anybody out there's a fun cop, you're a fucking asshole and nobody likes you. If you get off on ruining the good times of other people, we all hope a bus hits you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to laugh.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go in 48 hours and reminisce about your life.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to say how much we missed you and how great you were, but you know we don't mean it.
No, I won't say they're great. I mean, I'll be honest. He was kind of a dick. I saw it coming, you know?
I have no idea what she's talking about. The fun police. The fun place, yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
Empress gin is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's my favorite gin.
I guess that's the other thing. Well, when we talk about guests, I'm going to bring that up. Because the other thing is like sponsors. I was talking about why I do this. The other thing is like because it's funny when you read a lot of things about podcasts, they talk about sponsors and what you got to do for sponsors. I don't want a sponsor.
You don't need a sponsor?
Well, I don't know. At some point maybe, but I don't want anybody like... Like, do you guys listen to podcasts? I don't want to ever... Like,
I hate the commercials.
Yeah, I don't want to...
I hate the commercials, too.
Yeah. And the way they act it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, how you been sleeping?
Yeah, really terrible.
Yeah, since I bought my new blah, blah, blah pillow, it's changed my life. Like, holy cow, man. But Lionel, I wouldn't mind him sponsoring me.
But are you going to have a fake commercial with him, or...?
Well, this is the thing. Like, if somebody said, hey, we want you to... Because... We want you to like promote our stuff. It'd be like, well, do I really actually like your things? Because there's things that if you give me a free one, I would love to promote it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to pretend. I don't have the ability to pretend. Mm-hmm. And I think if somebody says, here's our product, can you talk about it? I'm going to say, okay, but I want to be honest about it. Right?
Yeah.
Which most people are going to be like, no, we don't want you to be honest. Yeah, we want you to tell people you like it.
Yeah, just make your money off of merchandise.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the big thing.
Yeah.
T-shirts, baby.
T-shirts. Aprons.
Bikinis.
Underwear.
Underwear, yeah.
Dick togs.
Dick togs, yeah. I don't even know what those are, but it sounds like sounds like something I could sell.
You have a pair.
What are dick
togs? Oh, did you say tongs?
Togs.
Oh, togs. Yeah, no, I don't know what they
are. Do you have dick tongs?
What's a dick tog?
So,
of course I have dick tongs.
In Australia, the swimsuits are referred to as togs.
Oh
my Speedo.
So Speedo are your dick togs.
Carol Ann, now you know the name of my girlfriend, Carol Ann. She turned the heat up to 24, and she's like, well, I was cold. So I wore my Speedo and a tank top for like last Saturday evening. No, because I was so hot. I was like,
gotcha.
I was like seeing stars and stuff.
That would be enough for me to turn the heat down if it was my house.
Yeah, no, she thinks it's cute. She digs it. So
that's why you are dating. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why it is. I don't know if this happens to everybody. But when I put a Speedo on, even when we were in Mexico and I was wearing it, my dick shrivels up. Like, it is impossible. Sure. I don't know if... No, honest to God. Honest to God.
Maybe it's always that shrivelly.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's. I'm not going to talk about my dick size.
I'll have
to
take your word for it, I guess.
But I've never been with a woman and not bottomed out, so it's not small.
Right? Again, I'll have to take your word for it.
We'll yeah. Some well, I could. You could. You plenty of people you could ask.
I mean, you almost sent me a picture of it, so yeah. I almost. Yeah.
And that was a good one because that was a just got out of the shower one, where you know it's warm and you've been tugging on it, so it's all straightened out and stuff.
No,
that would have been a great picture. Know. That's why I took a picture of it, not to send to Jen. Anyway, let's work it backwards. My dick and the speedo.
Tongs. We were talking about
the dick tongs.
Yeah, dick tongs.
Yes,
togs.
I know, but then he said he has dick tongs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are dick tongs?
Well, I'm not going to ask you what all the special things you use in your vaginas are, so.
I mean, magic wand is about it.
Oh, do you have a magic wand?
Yeah.
Was it because I suggested it?
Well,
yes.
So do you ever think of me when you're using it?
No.
Are you ever like, thank God for David? No.
And if I start to, I will immediately stop using it for life. Yeah. Although I have had a sex dream about you, and let me tell you, it was pretty fucking creepy when I woke up.
Yeah. Then it was probably pretty accurate.
I couldn't look you in the eye for days.
They seldom do. There's a point where they all stop making eye contact. Oh my God. Yes. Was it the name I called you? Was it the...
Oh, man.
So guests. So no, but there's a couple. I don't know if they're actually going to be guests.
Who?
So I can't. I got to like kind of dance around it a bit. So Marissa's got like two.
Yes. Who was it again?
Well, I can't say.
Oh, the psychologist.
I can't say because somebody who's never heard anything about it all of a sudden. So you're going to be a get drunk.
Yeah, the psychologist. Yeah. So,
but one is the psychologist.
The psychologist. Who the hell's the psychologist?
That you already interviewed, sort of.
That you have a crush on.
In the very first reconnect. No, second.
I don't have a crush on her. I just
is that one that you're referring to?
What yes. do you consider a crush?
And you're like, I'd do her.
Yeah, that's not a crush.
Oh,
is that who you're referring to?
That's one of them. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the other one is
just a general
a dentist that she knows.
A dentist.
What would that topic be?
Drugs.
There isn't. There's seldom going to be a topic. I mean,
well, why
there's
would you
definitely...
want to interview a dentist?
Yeah.
There well, is I can't, something. I can't in... say
oh,
or
no,
too
there,
much away.
There is an interesting story there.
Oh.
Which yes. I can't say because then
like a life story?
People would figure yes. out who it is. Yeah, yeah, they were part of something great. But then she also said she's really quirky, and that may be because she had somewhat of a. I mean, I don't know. I mean, she went through obviously a lot of trauma, and maybe it's how she's responding to it.
Laughing or, gas. I mean, if you were a dentist, would you like take some laughing gas at the end of the day?
Oh, 100%. I'd walk around with cans of it.
Cans.
I'd be like Jerry Garcia. What's that called? Laughing gas.
Oh, the actual name for it.
Yeah, whatever it's called. It's a popular drug.
Yeah.
Like they would, people go to parties, you go to the bathroom,
yeah.
you go in the shower, and there'd be people huffing it.
How monitored is it? Like, could you just take a random puff? See, good questions for a dentist.
Oh, yeah. She's here to talk about like all these big things, and I'm like, what the hell is it called? Laughing gas. What's it?
I had it like after my first
nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide.
Oh, I had it.
Oh,
after
how
my...
you can put it in your car? It can't be that well controlled.
I had it after I had my first baby, and it was pretty great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you laugh?
No, but it was like woo.
But it hits quick and it's gone, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which is why they do it during childbirth, so that the baby doesn't get it.
Oh, really?
Although I had it after childbirth, but.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was fun. I really liked the Percocet after my C-section. That was a really good time. But they really controlled that. I could only have it for 24 hours.
But could you have as much as you wanted for 24 hours?
No.
Oh.
I know.
Lionel and Dave? I'm comfortable saying their name. Cause...
Dave Douglas?
Well, you shouldn't use last names.
Yeah.
You shouldn't use last
names. Well, there's more than one Dave.
I know, but Dave D.
Just why would you invite one Dave?
They're both Dave D's.
Yeah, they're both Dave D's.
Dave D O.
Because we only
they're both Dave D O.
We only have room for two. I'd have to go get another chair.
I guess so. Yeah.
Well,
but I don't want him to be offended.
No, I'd be all three of them.
Okay.
How?
All three of them. Well, it doesn't have to be here.
I guess. I mean, where else are you going to set up? It took you months to find this place.
Yeah.
Well, I could put something else there. I could bring a couch up here.
You need another mic? Oh, we probably have more mics.
Oh, yeah. We have tons of mics.
Yeah.
They would be good.
All right.
Yeah. I would put
And to be Morgan honest, if we do this again, I think I'm going to do what you're doing with her so that the mic can be closer to you. And I might even get that kind of stand for this because, well,
oh,
yeah,
right.
people can't hear, but the way you've got the articulated mic and it's right in front of you and you can relax.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to lean in like this.
I do like it.
I would lean in, but it really hurts my back right now.
Kylie can barely do anything.
We wouldn't want to hurt your back.
No. It is, no, it's already hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lionel and Dave. And then I don't know who else. Morgan. Oh, yeah, Morgan. If Morgan will do it.
Oh, I think she'll do it. She emailed me and said how much fun she had.
Oh, that's good. If not, we're interviewing that other one on Tuesday that we could always plant the seed. The session we have on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I need some really fun people right out of the gate.
More fun than us?
No, you guys are pretty fun.
Well, the Lionel, Dave, and Dave show is pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be the Lionel, Dave, and Dave, and Dave show.
Yeah. The Lionel, Dave, and Dave, and Dave show.
It'd be Lionel and Dave cubed.
On
Triple Dave.
Hi, I'm the Loose and Conversational Podcast Censor. This part of the podcast talks about something that maybe shouldn't be shared. This happens sometimes, and we choose to tread on the side of not getting in trouble. Please enjoy the rest of the podcast.
I can't wait to listen to this podcast once you finally have Lionel and Dave.
Oh, they'll be funny.
Cubed.
Oh, yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Lionel, Dave, and Dave, and Dave show.
That's one, because we're barely even loose right now. Mm. Like, I had two drinks.
Well, it takes you about 10 to get loose.
Yeah, that's
so. It does, yeah.
It
does. Yeah.
It doesn't take me 10.
Yeah. We were.
But it'll take those guys. It'll take those guys at least 10.
No!
Lionel's one of those guys who I can't tell when he's drunk.
It's like you.
Like, we'll be playing poker. And he'll be, like, playing poker and just joking around. But he's, like, basically the same Lionel I know. And then all of a sudden he'll stop and he'll be like, Jesus, guys, I'm really drunk.
Like, that's basically
you. And he says, like, he has an itch.
Yeah.
That's like me?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, really?
You can't really tell when you're drunk.
You know, the weird thing was I was uncomfortably – like, it's because it's funny. Like, right now I could get drunk and I you would never notice. Earlier in the week when we did the thing, the candy and booze tasting.
Yeah.
Both when we did the – test, and then when we did the actual thing, I didn't get drunk, but I got like uncomfortable. Like, I could feel the buzz, but I had no desire to have a buzz because I was in the middle of my work day. And I was like cleaning up afterwards, and I was like, God, I wish there was an anti-alcohol pill you could take. But then, this is the funny thing, I got really, really thirsty, because I don't know if have you seen, there's a bottle of Prosecco downstairs.
I did see.
Yeah, the reason being, I forgot to take it back when I took all the booze back because it was in the fridge. And then when I came back, I was cleaning the room, and I was like, oh, I forgot the bottle of Prosecco, so I got it out of the fridge, and then I got really thirsty, so I drank half a bottle of Prosecco.
Hmm. I thought that segment went really well, actually.
Which one? The candy one?
Yeah.
That's funny. I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, it's on Facebook. I just posted it on YouTube.
Yeah, oddly enough, I have no desire to watch myself on camera. It's like,
you did really
well. Oh, by the way,
I don't mind the sound of my voice, but
Richard and I started to watch it the other night, and the first thing he said, he goes, did David plan to dress like Donald Trump?
Yeah, you should have just had some orange.
Because you had it on a navy jacket and a red tie.
Well, it's Donald.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
I mean,
didn't I have a black shirt on? I wore a black shirt. No, that's right, because I had the tearaway shirt.
Yeah.
Which wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wore that ripped shirt for...
Oh, was it already ripped?
No. Oh. I tore it off because I was Clark Kent.
Yeah.
So I ripped my shirt like I was Superman.
You could just unbutton it.
No.
That was part of the show.
That was part of it.
That was scripted.
I don't even think Superman rips every shirt.
Well,
pretty much.
Well,
it's not like he's rich.
But it's a Velcro tearaway.
I've always wondered
that. You wear stripper clothes, that Superman like, tearaway
like what,
pants.
Like, I've always wondered what kind of money Superman has.
Gotta be convenient, right?
And what kind of money Superman has.
Because he doesn't really seem rich,
he doesn't just
right?
have reporter money.
But that's all he has. It's not like he got wealth from, you know,
but he's
Krypton.
He's Superman. So. Like, you think he doesn't, he's like.
He doesn't get paid to
You know, it's like the
24th Superman.
Of the month, and he's like, oh, money's getting a little tight. And he's like, you know, I could just literally go.
But he won't.
I know Batman is Bruce Wayne, and I know the guy has $100 billion.
Yeah, from his family.
I am going to go and, like, take $10,000 out of his wallet and poke him and run away.
I don't think Superman would do that. I mean, maybe the Justice League pays, you know, but.
That's a good question. So who else?
Oh, what no, there's a song about how Superman never made any money. I know a comedian that you could have on. She's really dirty funny.
She?
Dirty funny.
Yeah, she's...
What's wrong with she? She's dirty funny, yes. She opened for Russell Peters funny.
Yeah, did she fool around with Russell Peters?
I don't think so.
Why'd you make that face?
Because I wouldn't.
Like you made the face was Russell Peters isn't attractive enough for her to fool around with, or she's not attractive enough for Russell Peters to fool
Peters
around with?
No, Russell Peters is not attractive.
Yeah, he's pretty rich, though.
So,
yeah.
God damn it.
I mean, unless I'm getting like a paycheck at the end of it, I'm not doing it for free.
But you'd be getting a paycheck at the end.
I guess. But no, she didn't.
That's the whole rich part.
She won a competition to open for Russell Peters. It was a comedic competition. Name? Kathleen McGee.
How do you know her?
I went to high school with her.
Oh, really? Yeah. Would she do it, though? Because why? She probably has her own podcast.
She does, but she's with other people because she wants exposure, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
So hopefully this goes well in 6 months from now. She can,
she'll come on for some exposure.
Like, literally, I wonder how many people are going to listen to this. I wonder if we'll get 10.
I mean, 10 would be great. It's a good start.
10 would be amazing.
Yeah. Share it on your pod or your platforms.
Oh, yeah. It just hit Jen. You could just see it. The Jen just sunk in. Or the Jen.
The gin.
The gin.
The gin just sunk in on her. There was the pause and the face sag.
It's time for me to go. Bye.
She's getting loose. If she's getting loose now, it's time for her to get
conversational. Conversational. What do you want to talk about?
Well, we should talk about one thing. What are we doing on time here? We're at 50 minutes. So we've got 10 more minutes.
Okay.
We should talk about something.
Well, you were supposed to bring a script, remember? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've done it. We talked about ourselves. We talked about guests.
Oh.
We talked about whether it should... I thought it should be happy hour or venting. I thought that would be a longer conversation.
Hmm. Well, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. What can you do? So, but there's a lot of things going on in the world right now, but we don't want to talk about them.
No.
I guess that's the other thing we talk about is what we want to do with the podcast. Because I really don't want to be like a current event. Here's the news. Yeah, definitely not politics.
Yeah.
No politics, no opinions.
No religion.
Yeah, no. Well, who talks about religion?
I don't know.
I mean, we could.
We talk, like, who's criticizing religion right now? Except for the atheists.
Yeah.
who criticize all religion.
I mean, I think people still are, yeah.
Yeah, people aren't out there right now going, you know what, I hate Protestants.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely nothing political.
No.
So nothing political.
I think you should, like, you could bring, like, table topics, maybe.
Nothing pandemic. Oh, that is. That is actually something I do when I have guests.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was talking to somebody about that. I said, Kylie has this thing called Table Topics. And she said, are you going to buy Table Topics? I was like, no, Kylie has Table Topics. But you can just get them online, right?
Oh, yeah. There's like Amazon. 15 different.
And you kind of need a new one because you guys have done that one multiple times.
Well, there's two there, but I actually agree with you. Yeah. If you go on Amazon, Table Topics.
I could also come up with my own, which might be a better thing. Like, I have a hat in the middle of the table. And...
I mean, you might find it challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just buy one, David.
You think I can't come up with one right now?
Can I come up with
one? Go ahead.
Okay. What's your biggest regret?
Oh, come on.
No, that's not fun.
That's not fun, exactly. And that's one that's in there. Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay, then who would you rather be, the Queen of England or the Pope, and why?
Definitely the Queen of England.
Yeah. She's got hot grandsons. Actually, they're not hot.
They're not that hot.
Well,
because she's like, I think hot. Just has, she's not restricted by the rigidity of Catholicism.
That's
true. I guess who wants to be the Pope?
She can have sex.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's a good question. Who wants to be the Pope?
I mean, the Pope.
I mean,
wants to be the Pope.
Like,
I'm
imagine
sure
the brainwashing.
A lot of priests that want to be the Pope.
I mean, if you're really into young
but,
boys.
But hey, aren't we impressed that this present Pope is, what did he
see, we said no
day?
Criticizing religions. Jen just criticized religions. It's always easy to criticize
the Catholics,
isn't it?
I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm allowed to.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. That's where you get to make fun of yourself.
But what did he do this week?
The Pope?
Yeah, that he said.
He said same-sex unions are okay.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when I heard it, I was like, Jesus, welcome to the 20th fucking century.
Well, he's the Pope,
Jesus.
Though.
He is
you're
bringing
not, you're
Jesus.
You're not Catholic.
He is bringing Jesus to the 21st century.
You're not Catholic, though, are you?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, see,
I am.
So the Pope is charged. His job is to maintain the literal interpretation of the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but
they're not
to
allowed to change things.
It's a change.
I know. So that's what's so progressive about him is that he did, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't say, you know, what the church says is wrong. He said same-sex unions. Why would you? And he's been very pro-LGBTQ.
He has since he started. Just
forever, as long as we've known the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't know him when he was a priest.
I still don't know him. But.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. He's not the red shoes guy. That's the last one.
Nobody wants to be a priest or a pope or.
Yeah.
I mean, not nobody, I guess, but.
Some people must, but who would do it?
I would pick the Queen of England any day.
God,
she
imagine
lives in
how
castles.
Imagine how down you would have to be like, maybe I'll be a priest.
But the problem with being the Queen of England is you're screwing Prince Philip.
Well, I don't think anymore.
I mean, but.
Is that her? Is that her husband, Prince Philip? Which is the one that was went to Pedophile Island?
Andrew.
Yeah, Prince Andrew. That's her son.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about this stuff. They're all so old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for Prince Harry and Prince William, I guess.
Meh. I mean, the older one. Who's the older one? Harry?
Harry. No, William.
William? He looks old.
He does. He's balding. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry got the better looking jeans.
He did. Ginger turned
whereas
good.
William looks like his dad.
William was hot when he was younger. Like, he was the hotter, younger guy.
Because he looked more like his mom.
Yeah.
But as he's aging, he's looking more like his dad.
At least his dad is a full
Harry
hair.
Harry does not look anything like Charles.
Because he's not Charles's son.
Yeah, you know who he looks like.
The bodyguard or
no, was something whoever like that? No, it was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like later in life, wasn't he?
No, it's somebody that...
Major somebody or...
Yeah, but I don't think it was her boyfriend. I think they just alleged that that was who she had an affair with and produced
Harry.
Well,
good for them. I'm glad they were happy.
I mean, mailmen need to have children too, you know.
Mailman?
Well, that's what you say. It's the mailman's child and it doesn't
work. Oh, it's the mailman's child. Yeah. Okay, then let's see.
Who's the hotter, wife, though? Meghan Markle or Kate Middleton?
Kate.
Meghan Markle.
I think Meghan Markle. Yeah.
You betcha. You just like Meghan or the other one because she's like uptight and British and you're like,
yeah.
I want to pound
I'm
that
so
out of
proper,
her.
Yeah. But yeah. No, Meghan Markle.
David wants to pull her hair, you know?
I like it. I like it when the proper ones talk dirty.
Yeah. I don't think she does.
Oh, she'd be talking dirty. Yeah. Get off me, you fat fuck. That's- that passes.
I mean, you do seem to enjoy that kind of language, so.
Yeah. Well, I think most guys do, don't they?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think they do.
Do like to be called dirty fat talk? Fucks?
Yeah, in the heat of the moment.
I'll call my husband it tonight. I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, he's not a fat guy, though.
I mean, he's not thin anymore. He's got a pot belly. My son's called him. What did he say the other day? He was having a bath. And my son's like, oh, look at your little wiener.
Who said that? Said that to
Ellis, or Ellis said it to Sean when Sean was having a bath. And then the other, and then like later on, he's like, "Daddy, you've got a bald spot."
Oh my god!
And he's like, "Don't worry, you poor, poor old man."
Oh my god! He's like, "Thank you, son. I love you."
Does he not like being called though?
Sean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he'd like being called a fat fuck, but
we'll give it a try.
I'll give it a try. I'll let you know how it goes.
But you have to say it in a moment of passion.
Oh.
Don't like be like cooking dinner and be like, hey, Sean, you're a fat fuck.
Yeah, it has to be.
Well, I've got
like
children
at
the
like in a moment of passion. Yeah, but in a moment of passion.
And obviously like, he has to be on top because like, you're telling him to get off. Yeah.
Get off, you like, fat fuck.
Yeah. They'll be like, give it to me, you fat fuck.
I just don't think so. There was one time we were in a moment of passion and he's like, roll over. And it like just killed the mood for me because it was like, I felt like a dog. Like, just roll over.
That killed it for
it
you?
Did, it over? Did. Yeah.
What if he was like, get your ass in the air?
Did I probably would have done that. I probably would have been like, it was just like, I don't know.
So what
like,
was it about roll over?
It's like, you tell your dog to roll over.
Oh. He was doing the hand command, Steve. Yeah. Roll over.
Here's your treat.
Yeah. Now beg. Actually, there's a lot of things you say to your animal that could be.
That's
spice
true.
Spice up the bedroom. Roll over.
Stop peeing on
beg.
The floor.
Yeah. Stop yeah. peeing on the
Will you please
floor.
Poop so we can go home?
Hurry, hurry. Faster.
Oh, wow.
You need to give one, Kylie.
Hmm? What? A dog?
Something you would
command?
Yell at your dog that would be spicy in the bedroom.
Can't think of anything right now.
Her boyfriend's name is Dick, I mean.
Well, there's something we gotta cut out. Well, I'll just get rid of the last name part. The first name's funny.
Dick, yeah.
Oh, his name's not Dick. His name's
Have you
Richard,
ever called him Dick in a moment of passion? Dick.
No.
Try that.
I call him...
Do you have to be careful not to call his dick a dick in a moment of passion?
No.
So in case it confuses things?
No, he's a really good sport about it all.
About
moments
what?
Of passion or
about using
dick?
Dick.
Oh. So what do you call him in moments of passion?
You have to think about it. You don't have to think about it.
Richard? I mean, I don't really call him anything.
You call him
really?
Richard?
Passion. No. I definitely don't call him a...
Yeah, I don't really like come up with like new names for Caroline.
No. But do you use names?
No.
Yeah.
There's only ever one other person there, so.
So far.
Like, I wish I had to use names. I wish I had to use names.
So far.
I wish I had to clarify who I wanted to have suck my cock.
I guess we don't really talk a lot during it, you know? You're just sort of...
But I think if I was having a threesome, I would have to change Carol's name.
To what?
It's just not a sexy name.
Number two, Carol.
Kate Carol, roll over.
See? You've ruined it.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because of Carol.
Carol.
Take it, Carol.
Well, I think you just say babe and sweetie and...
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, I would never say her name in sex. Even if there was like three girls, I'd be like...
Or another guy.
I'd be like...
I mean, threesomes could be another guy.
Yeah, if it was like two guys and two girls, I would be like Barry and Ginger and then baby, because it would be like Barry, Ginger, baby. Carol.
You can name them the Spice Girls.
Well, Barry's not a girl. Barry's a good guy.
Who's Barry?
Well, the hypothetical guy in the foursome.
I just sounded very specific. I thought you had a Barry in mind.
Yeah, I did too.
No, I think I chose the name because I don't know a Barry.
Anymore. Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, I hope I don't know a Barry, because then he'd hear this and be like, oh, this is mildly entertaining. And then he's, was he talking about me?
So can you think of friends without naming names that you would invite into the bedroom?
Like somebody I would want to have sex with my girlfriend with? A guy?
Or just like friends or just a friend, like someone you know?
I don't know if I could ever follow through with it.
Well, no, I think following through is a whole different topic, but...
I don't have any good-looking friends, if that's what you mean.
Well, I know.
Harmon would be fun. It'd be fun to see him ply his trade.
Yeah.
Because he knows his way around a woman.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, I've heard from the women, yeah. Yeah, the guy knows what he's doing.
Well, there you go.
Although, I think, like, you say the guy knows what he's doing, how many things is there to do?
Well,
like, I think the things I do well.
I mean, I don't really want
but
to.
But there's not a lot of things to do, is
to
there?
To be quite frank, it's
I don't want.
I need to know what I'm doing to get me myself off.
Well, I don't really want two dicks in my face, you know? Like, there's only one hole I want that dick in, so what am I supposed to do with the other one, you know?
Well, some people there's two, some there's three.
I know, but for me, there's only one hole I want that dick in. You know, I don't need more than one. We had friends that were clearly hinting at us to go back with them, and
well, they're gone now. Well, one of them's gone now,
and I didn't really put it together till afterwards, you know. But you know, it could have been a wild and crazy night.
Could you?
I mean, if I'd had enough to drink, maybe. I think it would have been weird afterwards, though.
Oh yeah, I think afterwards it's you either have to have a really good relationship or a really disposable relationship.
Yeah, I don't know that you come back from that person.
It's like when you're talking about one hole, I know which one you're not talking about.
And that's you.
What's that?
Do you?
Nah, I have a theory. Yeah, you've had two kids, so I know you're okay with one of them.
Maybe not anymore. One. It's not tight anymore.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
You know.
But I think that, and I've said this before, that's the sign of a really good relationship or a really terrible relationship.
What is? Sorry.
Anal. Oh, anal. My husband's not into anal.
Yeah, I was the one who got you to text him, remember?
Yeah, because you didn't believe me.
We're literally coming up the elevator, and she's like, I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, no, he's not into it.
She's like, he said no.
Yeah, he's not. He's not very adventurous.
Why not?
I don't. I think he's got phobias around it. No, I think he just has phobias around it.
Has somebody done it to him?
Not that I'm aware of. But he was raised in a very religious household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think for him it's a symbol of, you know, not being straight, even though that's not accurate or true. He really thinks just shit should come out of it, so nothing should go in it, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of how Carol Ann thinks, I think.
Yeah.
No, she had a bad experience with it.
Oh. Carol Ann?
Yeah.
I've had a guy slip it in there without meaning to, and that was not fun.
It wouldn't be, no.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine it. Well, I don't know.
No, you need...
I guess it's a personal decision.
You need some lubricant, or at least...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah.
I saw the light side and the dark side of it once with a little tiny piece of soap. Have I told you about this before?
Yes, we've heard this story before.
Yeah. It was soapy, so it was like lubricated and it slipped in. And I was like, oh my God. And so I went to pull it out and I don't know what happened. And like the instant, it dried out. And it was like prying a nail out of a piece of wood. It was horrible.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, it was 10 minutes of like, I was worried, like, what if I have to go to the doctor? What do I say? Because he's never going to believe me.
Oh, or that time that you got like some fingers slipped and you were like, oh, that's real good. And
no, then... that's what I mean. That was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she denies that it ever happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, 100% it happened. Why would I make it up? Because that was early on in our relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's my game. I after the first or third time, I was like, I really like the finger in my ass.
I mean, you were getting pretty experimental there for a little while.
Yeah, boy, that ended, eh?
Yeah, well, it usually does. Yeah,
geez whiz.
It was a good
ride. I'm leaving this in case she listens. It shouldn't be so transactional.
That's just how it works after a while, you know?
No, it shouldn't be, though.
Maybe it shouldn't be.
We're staring at Kylie right now. And she's like,
I mean, she's in the good phase.
Kylie's not quite loose enough to be conversational yet.
No, you know what it is? I have a firm rule of not talking about my sex life, so.
I don't know. I was in the middle of a fight between the two of you about BDSM.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember screaming at each other the keg about it.
Well, she didn't say. She just said, you don't know what she's done.
The things I've done. You don't know.
I mean, she had no problems telling the whole fucking bar.
Well, I'm guessing there's a guy beside you choking on a snake. I think he knows, so.
That was a good time.
Nope. I really have to pee. Are we? Can I have a pee break?
No, we're at an hour. We're at an hour and 5 minutes. We can wrap it up. Is there anything else you want to say? You save it to next time?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you really have to go to the bathroom?
Bye.
All right. Well, bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Loosen Conversational podcast. Catch us every week at loosenconversational.com. You can reach us through the website or email directly at opq72@loosenconversational.com. That's O as in hour, H as in hour, P as in pseudonym, E as in urn, U as in urn, K as in knob, E as in I as in I, W as in right, 72@loosenconversational, spelt just like it sounds. Bye, everyone.